UFC boss Dana White said to have $25 million gambling debt with Vegas casino. UFC CEO Dana White is facing heightened attention following reports that he owes Red Rock Resorts a substantial sum in unpaid gambling debts. An anonymous source has told Casino.org that White's obligations amount to $25.2 million, with some unconfirmed reports suggesting the figure could reach as high as $50 million. The alleged debts originate from baccarat and blackjack sessions played at the Red Rock Casino Resort in Summerlin, Nevada, a property operated by Red Rock Resorts. White has long been associated with high-stakes gambling, and his betting habits have made headlines in the past. Earlier this year, he walked away with a $1.2 million win at the Fontainebleau and publicly stated that he earned more than $26 million at Caesar's Palace between January and March. These wins, however, have been offset by heavy losses, including an admission that he lost $8 million in July at an undisclosed casino. Online speculation about White's gambling has added further attention to his volatile betting record. The reported financial dispute is complicated by White's close business history with the Fertitta family, who control Red Rock Resorts. The Fertittas played a central role in the UFC's rise to prominence during White's tenure, and the family's fortunes are closely tied to the company's expansion and eventual sale to Endeavor. This relationship adds another dimension to the story, given that any private disputes between White and the Fertittas could intersect with long-standing business ties. Financial analysts have noted that even if the debt were as high as $50 million, the impact on Red Rock Resorts would be minimal. The company holds a market capitalization of $6.29 billion, meaning White's alleged obligations would represent less than 1% of the firm's overall value. While the figure has attracted public interest, it does not appear to pose a material threat to shareholders or the company's financial health. Red Rock Resorts rebounds with record revenue. Meanwhile, Red Rock Resorts itself has reported record-breaking financial performance. In its most recent quarterly results, the company announced the highest net revenue and adjusted earnings in its 49-year history. The report showed $513.3 million in Las Vegas net revenue, reflecting a 6.2% increase year-on-year. Adjusted EBITDA rose 7.3% to $239.4 million, with profit margins climbing to 46.7%. The company credited the performance to strong customer engagement and reinvestment in property enhancements. CFO Stephen Cootey highlighted the company's locals-focused model, noting that it provides better value, convenience, and personal attention compared to the Strip's tourism-heavy business structure. He characterized the quarter as exceptional, underscoring a resilient customer base and diverse revenue streams. President Scott Krieger emphasized the contribution of VIP, core, and regional customers to the growth, as well as a 15% increase in visitation among guests under 35 years old. Slot play, table games, and greater participation from non-rewards customers also contributed to the strong financial showing.